God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. It's easy to be indignant today. It is easy to be self-righteous. It is easy to look at the news and think how wicked the world is and how we wish God would come and clean up house. Now, beyond the fact that God is God and we are not, and God knows what He's doing and has the big picture and we do not, a word of caution here from the book of Amos, and that is that we should be careful what we wish for. God's people were unique. They belonged to God alone. There were other nations that were living in pagan idolatry, and Israel very self-righteously looked at these nations and realized how wicked they were without taking up a lament for themselves. And that's why in Amos chapter 5, we say, hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The funeral dirge, the lament, was not for the pagans. They were doing what they do. It was against Israel. God was lamenting Israel. Seek ye me, and ye shall live, but seek not Bethel. God said, seek me, and don't seek Bethel, where you've put up your own version of me, your calves, your gods. In verse 6, he says, seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. You are God's people. It's not like you're a pagan nation, and if I judge you, you can appeal to Israel. You are Israel. Seek him that maketh the seven stars in Orion, God says. The Lord is his name. Seek God. Instead, what they were doing is seeking God's judgment on others and thinking it would be good. Seek good and not evil that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil, love the good. Verse 14. He goes on to tell them that what God wanted from them was not their feast days. In fact, God despised that. Their offerings, in fact, God would not accept them. Their music to God, in fact, God would not hear those songs. What God wanted was a change of heart. God wanted them to change what they were and who they were by yielding to Him. I think that's most poignantly brought forward in verse 18, where the Bible says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. The day of the Lord meaning the coming of God's judgment. They were praying and wishing and hoping for God's judgment as they went in emptiness to their religious rituals and so on and had no heart for God. Here's the point. The point is, the day of the Lord was going to be against them as well as it was against anyone. It is pointless to seek God's intervention in this world if we're not first willing to do what is right when it puts us in the minority. For so many people, it's easy as belonging to God to condemn the world, to wring our hands about the world, to hope that God will come back soon, and not take a moment to think, do I want God to come back soon? Are you aware that God is here now in the person of the Holy Spirit, and are you yielded to Him now? We don't need to dread the day of the Lord, and we don't need to think that that's going to solve everything intrinsically without first taking heed to our own heart's condition.